Is it true the Super Bowl ads were all AI, weight loss, drugs, cryptocurrency, and gambling? Yeah, because that's the literal entire economy right now. Yeah, of course. It takes a lot of money to run a Super Bowl ad, and all the money is in AI, weight loss, drugs, cryptocurrency, and gambling. So what else? Like, where else would you? Not true. Some of them were movie trailers. Oh, movie trailers. But for what kinds of movies, you know? Mike Tyson calling everyone fat. That's so true, Mike Tyson. Is there like an ad breakdown? All 54 ranked according to USA Today ad meter. Oh, well, thank you, USA Today. The ads were so boring this year. Yeah, I didn't see the ads until after the fact, but my understanding is that the vibes were not very good. What's at the bottom? Oh yeah, I saw this one, the AI robot vodka ad. This one looks like garbage, dude. I saw this with the sound off. Jesus Christ, so unpleasant. Cost $5 to make. Oh yeah, everyone hated the Coinbase one. It was a karaoke bit. Everyone was singing along and having a good time. And then they put it was, and then it was a Coinbase ad. This took like $5 to make. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm on row, 34 pounds down on GLP-1s. Healthier on row. Supported on row. FDA approved GLP-1 options. Now
it's like, is this a Super Bowl ad? This just feels like a regular daytime TV ad, you know? This stuff, like, how is this a Super Bowl ad? These used to be a big thing.
In a pill. Weight loss expertise, I trust. I'm moving better on row. I'm feeling better on row.
Also, how much money do you think they had to offer Serena Williams for this? Because this is like insanely low bar for her.
I'm Serena Williams. This is me on row.
Jesus. Her husband's an investor? Ugh. Mr. Beast.
I just put $1 million inside this vault. And one of you, yes, you watching, will literally win it all. You'll just have to solve a series of puzzles, some playing in front of your eyes right now. But it won't be easy. Good news, you have Slackbot, the powerful new AI from Salesforce
God.
to help you decipher the puzzle. Like this thing. Is it a clue? I don't know. The first one to Slack me that hidden code will become a millionaire. So enjoy the game, then go win $1 million!
Why did the grenade not go off? What was the point of tossing a grenade into a crowd of soldier dudes if nothing happened after that?
Oof. I don't
Like
know.
a smoke or a flashbang?
The first one to sock me that
What
hidden
was.
code will become a millionaire. So enjoy the game, then go win $1 million!
It's a clue. It still could have blown up.
Sometimes I feel
the way
like
you see an
AI.
animal, the way you describe it to a
AI.
friend. Expression as natural as thinking. Let it out.
AI. Low-key, it feels like all ads now are low effort. I mean, for the most part, making a good ad campaign takes a lot of effort and creativity, and there is a push towards, like, there's a, you know, race to the bottom here. Now that AI tech bros are offering themselves as the cheap alternative to real artists and real, like, creative design processes, they're going to be getting a lot more ad space just because everyone's like, oh, you can really do it for only $10,000 or whatever. What happened to the great American advertising culture? I think they made a show about that.
As we learn today, the more precise.
This is a Super Bowl commercial? This would cost like $2,000 to make. Running this app, the Super Bowl, would have cost orders of magnitude more than making it.
Big news, America! Wegovy now comes in a pill.
So a dose with obesity can lose weight and keep it off, along with diet and
phenomenal
exercise.
Yes, thank you, DJ Khaled. Be honest, if there was a pill that made other helpful things possible, you'd take it.
If there was a pill that could help me parallel park,
Why the f*** would you advertise a weight loss drug with DJ Khaled?
I'd take it.
Please.
If there was a pill to make me a pro wrestler, I'd take it. Say Uncle Khaled.
Uncle Khaled.
If there was a pill that helped me rescue more kittens, I'd take it.
Gracias, long arm lady.
If there was a pill that made people stop being so judgy about how to lose weight,
Maybe we don't need a pill for everything, but for managing weight, there's Wegovy, the first and only GLP-1 pill for weight loss.
Don't take if you or your family had MTC, MEN2, or a feeling in your neck, severe stomach problems. Call your prescriber if you experience vision change.
The small text disclaimer at the end takes up half the length of this 90-second video.
Or heart hydration, which may
be pill.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Mena, play my Beast Mode playlist.
Okay, this
right out the shed. Hey, Mena. Is it okay to eat mud?
Well, you shall go!
Guy advocating for Palantir AI sunglasses that are always tracking you and can be used to film other people at their lowest moments, or like, if, you know, undress them in front of your eyes. How do we advertise this? I know. It can play a playlist. Play music. Damn, man, that's crazy. I didn't have a way to do that before. Can I even, like, how do we sell to people that we need to make AI such an indispensable part of their lives? They need to have a accessory permanently attached to their face to access it. Play my playlist and can I eat mud?
Ugh. Hey, can I get a six pack quickly?
Perfect. That is a clear and achievable goal. But confidence isn't just built in the gym. Try Step Boost Max, the insoles that add 1 vertical inch of height and help short kings stand tall. Use code HEIGHTMAXING10 for big discounts.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of cute. Am I wrong? Is this making fun of ad integration in AI? Like, I know they're advertising another AI program, but I don't know. I thought that was kind of good. It's like making fun of it. Yeah, making fun of OpenAI. Oh, here's OpenAI. Stop trying to get me copyrighted. Whoa. Dude, look at all this cool stuff you can do in the real world that has nothing to do with AI. Chess, robotics. I feel like, logically, if you're watching this, the takeaway should be, oh, I don't need AI. All the cool stuff that I liked in this video was just stuff that you do normally. I don't know, like, what's the pitch? That Anthropic ad made Sam Altman melt down on Twitter. We can never, ever, ever get rid of Twitter because it is the place we go to be reminded that the oligarchs that control our world are very stupid and very insecure. Holy shit. Oh my God. Why would he post this? First, the good part of the Anthropic ads, they're funny and I laughed, but I wonder why Anthropic would go for something so clearly honest. Dude, why would you... You can't even take a bit of ribbing from a competitor. This is what... Can you imagine if the CEO of Toyota had a Twitter meltdown because there was like a competitive car ad from a different... Like, and they were like, like ribbing the Toyota a little bit? Jesus Christ. I guess it's on brand for Anthropic doublespeak to use a deceptive ad to critique theoretical deceptive ads that aren't real, but a Super Bowl ad is not where I would expect it. Jesus Christ. Comms advice, never respond to playful humor with an essay. Thank you, Nikita Beer. Very good, very good. Oh yeah, he works at Twitter. Me having a meltdown on Twitter when head of product of Twitter shows up to say, dude, you're posting cringe right now. Literally like the god, the admin from on high, descending from his cloud throne. Dude, you're embarrassing yourself. Calm down. Oh, part two of this? They made a two-parter to this one? I guess it said part one before. That makes sense. That's cool. That's great. DraftKings. Here's our gambling.
Nobody gets the thrill of being live more than us.
So DraftKings trusted us to do this ad
live from the Super Bowl in Santa Clara.
Tonight, live bet the game on DraftKings to score your share of $5 million in prizes. There's so many live options to bet on, like
Seattle or New England, next TD.
So bet on all the twists and turns, because when you're live, anything can happen.
Great Super Bowl ad.
To best buds, taste buds. Whoa, you're juicy and mega.
I'm sold.
And now we gotta show the world the new you. Work it, gummy. Ooh, crunchy couture. How delicious.
I'm sold. I love nerd. I love the nerd gummy clusters with the nerds that are around the gummy core. That shit is so good. Absolutely. Him and hers, rich people live longer. This looks creepy.
Rich people live longer. All that money doesn't just buy more stuff. It buys more time. The wealth gap is a health gap. The rich have healthcare that comes to them. Custom formulated peptides, specialists on call, and preventative care before they need it. They get the best of everything. So why don't you? Now you can.
You know what's nice, by the way? For the most part, this isn't actually true. For the most part, in the long run, the best thing that you can do to make yourself healthier is just engage in light physical activity 3 to 5 times a week and make sure to do your like basic macros and micros and just do like the basic, like make sure your sleep schedule's fine or whatever. For the don't stay super stressed as best as you can. Try to have like a chill mindset, even if work is getting to you. If you can do that, you probably are going to end up having a longer lifespan than a lot of very wealthy people, as long as you don't have any genetic premarkers for really negative conditions. Obviously, there's like a limit to this. And this is where the wealthy people exceed. If you get cancer or some rare genetic condition or whatever else, that is the, like, obviously having money really helps there. I'm just saying, you know, we do have a lot of control here. We do have a lot of control here. Hims is a sketchy online compounding pharmacy. Cool, 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 cool. I don't know anything about this.
Hims and Hers. Diagnostic testing for a complete snapshot of your health. Weight loss treatments that can be microdosed to fit your goals. Menopause and testosterone hormones to keep
you... Yeah, you really don't need this stuff to have a long, healthy lifespan. It's usually, like, your lifespan in the long run is usually not that complicated. If you eat right, do some basic exercise, and can regulate your hormones through regular sleep and, like, some relaxation, you'll be okay, you know, for the most part. This is kind of just selling the same thing to poor people. I mean, I don't like the idea, and pardon me for sounding like a hippy-dippy type or whatever, I don't like the narrative that health is having an incredibly, like, advanced, curated blend of drugs to take. It's like how basic skincare is great, but most skincare is trash. Like, 99% of what people do is not worth it. You need, like, 3 or 4 basic things, and the rest of it is wet. Like, some nutritional awareness is good, you know? Like, make sure you're getting your macros, your micros. But the people who are going insane with the, like, keto diet, here's my breakfast every morning, it's exactly 200 calories of, like, lettuce leaves, aioli, some almonds, and everything's perfect. Like, I'm getting the peptides, and here's my creatine dose. But, like, past a point, you have diminishing returns, basically. So, you know, no matter how much the deep state tells you otherwise, just remember that every single one of us can get, you know, pretty healthy. You just gotta walk around a little bit. Not saying there's not variants. I'm just saying, you know, gotta focus on what you can do. Creatine is good, though. Yeah, creatine's good. I don't like the idea that you too could be happy and healthy if only you had access to a cocktail of drugs. I don't like that.
Feeling great and early cancer detection through a simple blood test. The same science, the same access, no connections required. Now,
where can I buy your supplements? I sell bathwater in 1 deciliter doses. It's only $129.99.
Betting on the right guy with Fanatics Sportsbook, explained by Gambling. Kendall Jenner.
Haven't you heard? The internet says I'm cursed. Any basketball player who dates me kind of gets bad luck. While the world's been talking,
trying to expand the gambling market, which is like overwhelmingly men, over to women.
About it, I've been betting on it.
How do you think I afford all of this? Modeling?
But today, it's time to bet on something new. Football players with Fanatics Sportsbook. Let's get that ring, boys.
Cool. Squarespace. What Was she just trying to make the same domain on different laptops over and over? And every time it didn't go through, what does this have to do with Squarespace? Was she just like maybe this laptop will allow me to make emmastone.com? I don't understand the relationship between the product and the advertisement. Oh, and then it's a still image at the end. Okay, well, all right.
We choose to go to the...
You can buy domains in Squarespace. I know that. I know that. I just don't think that... I know that. Thank you.
...moon in this decade and do the other thing. That challenge is one that we're willing to accept. One we are unwilling to postpone.
Okay, just to follow them on social media? Cadillac's Formula One. I mean, that's like a normal advertisement. I just like, what am I supposed to do? You know, I can't buy that car. I couldn't afford that car. They're a new team this year? Okay, I mean, whatever. It's inoffensive, you know.
With millions of listings on apartments.com
and homes.com,
you're going to find virtually any place you can live.
It'll be quicker to list the places you can't, like
the tarmac on the bakery, the fences in the driving range.
In a decommissioned Soviet space station.
In the Mariana Trench.
I need to pee.
Or in the path of a haboob.
What's a haboob?
That. Oh.
But otherwise.
If you can live in it, you're going to find it on...
I think this is cute. I can't be mad at this. I can't be mad at this. I don't know. I think it's cute. Whatever. It's inoffensive. It's the ad relates to the product. And it's cute. It's well shot. You know, I don't know. I can't be mad at this. I don't know. It's an ad. And I do like Jeff Goldblum.
What are we doing here?
Yo!
All right. That sounds like music to me. This has got to be so janky for you guys. Like, yeah, I'm just like... It might seem like I'm ADHD skipping around. I really am just trying to avoid getting copyright claimed. There's not much I can do about that. I'm sorry.
In a world where people may miss a warning signal from their body, one woman...
Hello?
Okay. Two women are spreading the word.
People with high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes.
Like my mom and you, Chica. Our kidneys could be sending out an SOS.
About increased risk like heart attack.
I have such mixed feelings on this. Because on one hand, like, I believe Medicare for all. Everyone should have healthcare, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I also do worry about widespread hypochondria. Or, like, people getting... over-informed on some kinds of medicine, because there is like another side to this too, right? Like unironically, a lot of your health outcomes in the long run are affected by your stress levels. If you're always freaking out about every perceived medical problem that you have, that actually does make it worse, like meaningfully makes it worse. I don't know. I feel like for the most part, most people's health is either fine or could be corrected with changes to their lifestyle. But people are resistant to lifestyle changes, and doctors are resistant to pushing them because they're literally incentivized to push drugs, right? Partly because of pharmaceutical companies, and partly because people will take drugs, but they might not, like, go outside and get a walk every other day. So we're in this weird balance, I guess, where it's like, if you have a real condition that can't be fixed by, like, adjusting your lifestyle, then, yeah, of course, I want you to get all the help you need. But on the other hand, I kind of don't want people to get super fixated on superficial solutions to problems that could be fixed pretty easily with lifestyle changes. You know what I mean? That's always what I've said about Ozempic. Like, I do not give a f*** if... you lose weight through Ozempic or through like liposuction or whatever else. If you want to, cool, I guess. The problem is that in the long run, the reason being fat is bad for you isn't just because of the weight on your body. It's also because of the lifestyle choices that contributed to you getting fat in the first place. So like if you lose weight by exercising and adjusting your diet, you're probably developing better long-term habits. Whereas if you lose weight by having Ozempic artificially deflate your appetite, like... have you adjusted your eating habits or your exercise habits in the same way? It's not a moral judgment. It's more like, you know, you in order to really get the benefit from that, you know, it's good to put the work in. I'm fat and I've been exercising daily for 3 years. That's great. Exercise is great, whether you're fat or not. You really cannot tell that much about a person's health by looking at them. Obviously, past a certain point, being fat is a net detriment, like, pretty much no matter what. Like, if a person weighs, like, 350 pounds at 5'8", like, yeah, they obviously weigh way the f*** too much. They're putting a lot of strain on their heart and their joints and stuff. But there's a pretty wide range of, like, people being chubby or even fat where they can actually be pretty healthy because their internals are good. And their internals are good because they exercise frequently. So yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of variants. I think people shouldn't overthink this stuff sometimes, because if they do, they might make it worse.
Or stroke. Don't miss the signal. Ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR.
And like, there's nothing wrong with this, you know, I'm just thinking about it. Would you have a problem with somebody Ozempicing then locking a health afterwards? It's not about whether or not I have a problem with it. I mean, if you want to be healthy, you have to lock in on health. That's life, right? Oh, this is what everyone was talking about.
My sister's name was Denise. She died of obesity at 25. She had a heart attack. I was so fat and nasty. I would eat anything. I was like 345 pounds. A quarter of ice cream.
Damn, we just talked about this.
Every hour. I had so much self-hate when I was like that. I just wanted to kill myself. We're the most powerful country in the world, and we have the most obese, fudgy people. Something has to be done about processed food in this country.
So what, this is like an RFK Jr. thing? Maha Center? Yeah, this is a government thing. It's a government paid ad, basically. Pretty dumb. The processed food distinction is so stupid. I don't want to get in this argument with Chad again. Also, like, yeah, if you're eating a quart of ice cream every hour, probably don't do that. Like, do you think the problem with eating a quart of ice cream every hour is that the ice cream is processed? Like that's the issue? Like, oh, that quart of ice... No, don't. That quart of ice cream is processed. Ice cream is literally just cream and sugar. Like, it's actually real... Like, ice cream is relatively natural. It requires very little processing. You can get the cream, like, pretty straight from a cow, and you can get sugar pretty straight from the plant. Then you just have to churn it. Like, is the processing the problem there, or is it the fact that you're having a quart of fat every hour? What's with those milk ads from the DHS? Well, I think most people say, and I think they're correct, that initially the DHS wanted to put out ads advertising raw milk because it's based in red pill or whatever. But then they got pointed out, it got pointed out to them by legal that would be insane and that would open them up to a bunch of lawsuits because raw milk is literally not safe to drink without pasteurization. So they just changed it into whole milk, as though anyone in America had a problem with whole milk, you know? And Riley Gaines with a milk mustache. Is this another government paid ad? Is this one about how little girls only need $1 or something? That speech from Trump?
The one who dies with the most toys wins.
50 million Americans can't be wrong, because winning is more fun.
Your smile is brighter than snow.
Look at this amazing demonstration.
I want to feel more beautiful.
In a search that has continued for centuries, and its promise of more and more. Driver, don't want to be humor. Pleasure out of his hands.
There it is. There it is. Okay, yeah. Of course, the people pushing you all of the shit in the first three quarters of the ad are the same guys pushing you the last quarter too. Like the evangelical megachurch block, any church that could afford this commercial at the Super Bowl are politically in line with all of these people. You know, they make money on either side. You want to engage in hyper-consumerist slop? Congratulations, you're giving money to the deep state. Oh, you want to abandon all of that and join up with an evangelical megachurch? Congratulations, you're in with the deep state. There's no way out. There's no way out except for a brisk 20-minute walk every day. That's all it takes, man. That's all it takes. We can't do all these, man. We can't do all these. We've seen all the worst ones. They do just want a Xerox of your asshole. Toyota, Google, Pringles, Levi's. Oh, I've got opinions on American denim. What do we have to say here, Levi's?
Ow! I'm back!
We have music. That's what we got. We got music. All music. That's great. I mean, I guess I could just mute it, you know. A lot of rumps. Yeah. Shame about the quality decline. Did Kojima direct this? No, because if Kojima directed this, they wouldn't have the close-ups on the men. Levi taking credit for asses. Yeah. You have to give them something. Levi's literally invented the gene as we know it, but at the same time, like, their stuff is so garbage now. Oh! Ha! I saw this one. This is like the one I saw. The only one I saw.
Listen to that.
This is totally how anti-Semitism manifests in the real world. Jesus Christ. Do not listen to that, my brother.
Do not listen to that.
Thank you, man.
I know how it feels.
It's remind me if I'm incorrect. This ad was made by a pro-Israel Zionist MAGA aligned billionaire who's doing like the it kept the damn sticky note on. This one was made by the owner of the Patriots. Wait really? Oh this was made by the owner of the Patriots. Oh man, so he paid for this to run in the same Super Bowl that his ass got blown out by the woke Seahawks. Nice. Yeah, Robert Kraft, god, he looks melting. Evil guy. He's a mega Zionist. He personally funded the Israeli-American football program. He's such a piece of shit. That's so cool. He used to live next to Epstein in Palm Beach. That's also really cool. Great. In 2026, it was revealed that Robert Kraft had kept a relationship with child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, and that Epstein had recommended Kraft use his lawyer to defeat charges he faced in 2019, right before Epstein killed himself. Charges he faced for soliciting prostitution at a day spa. Incredible. Least Epstein-affiliated Zionist. NFL, Uber Eats, Dove, State Farm, Rockin' a Redfin, Alexa, Ring. Ring, be a hero in your neighborhood. What do you mean by that? Selling your shit to...
This is Milo.
Police?
That's our family. But every year, 10 million go missing. And the way we look for them hasn't changed in years. Until now. One post.
Yeah, man, that's why Ring exists, to find lost pets.
The dog's photo in the Ring app starts outdoor cameras looking for a match. Search party from Ring.
Cool.
Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs. Since launch, more than a dog a day has been reunited with their family.
Be a hero in your neighborhood with Search Party, available to everyone for free right now.
Join the neighborhood at
Jesus Christ. It's the surveillance tech from the Dark Knight, Lamau. It literally is. This is what Discord wants to do, keylogging us. Yeah, I've had enough of this. I like this one. So did a lot of people, apparently. Now this is an ad.